This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
10 seconds remaining. Lewis's basketball. Rivera guarding him. 7 seconds. 5 seconds. Screen set. Lewis takes it to left. Peck on him. Left baseline. Step back jumper. 15 foot. Short. Tipped out of bounds. Back and toss basketball. Flings it into the air. Hawks win. Hawks win. The Hawks have won it. 82-81 in overtime. Bakari Copeland, the hero, with two free throws with 20 seconds to go. The Hawks, another dramatic comeback against Bethune-Cookman. They improved to 9-17 overall. They are 6-5 in the MEAC. And let's start the Delmarva Power postgame show with head coach Bobby Collins. Coach, you were fired up in those last seconds there, getting the crowd into it. Tell us about your thoughts on that overtime in this game.
This is the way I told our guys, the games are going to be every night. Every night. And I coach them that way every day, and they don't understand why I'm hard. They don't understand why we major in the minor things, because it's the small things that'll get you beat, like a not a box out, not a 50-50 ball, all those things. But tonight, hey, we got the one stop we needed. We made some big plays on the offensive end when we needed it. Hey, great win at home.
That's a great win.
Great win at home.
Hey, and you put your half-court traps worked the whole game, Bobby. They kept dribbling in the corner and getting trapped. We got steals of it. And a great coaching job, by the way, offense, defense down in second half there.
Yeah, you know, our defense, we go at it sometimes. We don't want teams just to come down and pick us apart.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we struggle defensively, as you see. I hope our opponent not listening to this.
No, don't worry about
that's
that.
That's why our 32, our half-court pressure and trap.
Yeah,
that way, when they get the ball across, yeah, we only have to defend for 16 seconds or 17 seconds.
It was a great job, Bobby, on the half-court traps the entire game. And Bakari Copeland, second half, unbelievable. He's a man among boys down there, taking it to the rack. And we had a great free throw shooter on the line for the game.
Yeah, he, you know, we challenge him, we go at him, he's so talented, he don't even know how talented he is. I think if he turned his motor up a little bit higher, he can do so much.
Yeah, he turned it up a couple times.
We challenge him to give it to us, and he doesn't understand it all the time, but we're going to keep challenging him until hopefully we can win a championship with him this year.
Dante Caldwell snuck up on the box score. His first game back from injury, 8 points, 9 rebounds, and a whole lot of hustle, causing a couple of second chances down low at the end of regulation. And what can you say about his return?
I'm extremely proud of Dante because he played within himself. He didn't come in and try to do too much. He did exactly what we needed him to do. He's an offensive threat. Hey, we were just a little bit better with him tonight than we have been without him.